My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for having a great morning, hopefully so far. I hope that it's going to be wonderful, and I'm so glad that you included me into that as part of your morning routine. Every day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, I'm here chatting about the things that are important to all of us. Good health, well-being, and maybe a better chance at just a long-term, healthier lifestyle. Is there work involved? Of course, absolutely. Is there a magic wand? Nope, I wish there was. But having knowledge, having information, having an education, and educating yourself and getting your questions answered gives you a better way, a better direction, a better roadmap, if you will, toward the direction that you're trying to go. When we're stumbling around and guessing along the way, we're rarely going to be successful. But you would think that we would have the priority to ask questions about something as important as our health. Yet many of us do have a tendency to put ourselves on the back burner, way back. I mean, almost out of sight on that back burner. And then when something does occur and something happens along the way, then we end up having a gigantic problematic thing going on. And the funny thing is, we're always surprised. We're always surprised when something's going on. And, you know, I chatted with a friend this past weekend and has not been focusing on his health very well for a while now, and had a slight heart attack and was absolutely dumbfounded that it could happen. And I said, really? And as we started talking, I said, give me a normal day. By the end of the conversation, he was like, I'm not doing anything right, am I? And I said, no. I said, but now you have had your wake-up call, and now you need to know that you need to change your diet and stop drinking and stop smoking and, you know, take off some of that huge amount of weight that he's put on and start being active and start balancing your stress and going to bed at night and, you know, and stop pushing yourself so, you know, so hard. But for some of us, you know, we just have to sometimes have that wake-up call. I hate it when we have to have that because it's frustrating, but I also understand that sometimes that is the motivating thing for many people to get them started in the right direction. I would much rather have you tune into the show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, and listen to some of the best guests in the industry bringing awesome information and hearing from some of these great companies and some of the available alternatives and complements and products that are available, because we keep the topics relevant, and that is so cool. And hopefully that all of us will now start looking at things a little bit differently and maybe with a little bit more priority, because we deserve it. Every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because they do it right. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. In their fourth decade in the Valley, they have the most knowledgeable staff with the best customer service, and they are so knowledgeable and so educated that they're going to help you get those questions answered, but also kind of steer you in the direction that you really need to be going with great questions and answers and conversation and dialogue, because it's so important today to make sure that if you're going to get healthy, that you're heading in the right direction and that you're following the protocol that you should, because what your friends or coworkers may be doing may be a completely different road that's good for them, but not for you. You guys can hook up at and connect at the finish line, but you need to follow a different path, and there's a good possibility that you do. But you find that out in dialogue and conversation. Stay healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. They make it easy. They're a fully packed, full-service store with the best of the best products at the greatest prices every day. And seeing as they carry the best of the best, you're not going to make a mistake. And with great guidance, you're going to have even a better chance. Don't forget to go to their new webpage, which is still under construction, but doing well, and the coupon is now live as well. Scroll down and see how to get that coupon to use in the store. And, of course, a thumbs up on their Facebook page will definitely keep you connected every day. Scott Hendren is with us today. It's always great to have Scott back. Scott and I go way back, almost the very beginning, I think, of his career in this industry. Scott is now the Director of Sales and Education for Irwin Naturals and Nature Secret. He's been with Irwin Naturals and Nature Secret for over 15 years and has worked in the health food industry for over 17 years now. His role at the company includes training for retail stores, introducing new items, and is currently helping in the development of new products to assure that Irwin Naturals comes to the market with relevant products that meet the needs of their customers. He's been on numerous radio shows, including a regular spot every month on this show. That's why a lot of you are already familiar with him and have heard him over the years many times. He likes to talk about the benefits of a healthy lifestyle using proper and high-quality supplementation. His knowledge and passion for health food and supplements comes from his own personal experience, as well as the countless positive store and customer testimonials. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Scotty, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How's the family? How's the little guy?
Little guy's great. Getting more and more personality every day. Makes us laugh and just a joy. It's really wonderful.
Awesome. I know today, and I know that you are probably bombarded because the industry is going crazy and exploding with CBD, and it's been quite interesting, the transition of this. I don't think I've seen anything this invigorating for the industry since like the very break of omega-3 fatty acids, which was a while back, and that was a very, very, very big impact on our industry, and things like maybe ginkgo biloba and melatonin and things like that that hit the industry hard. But I think that CBD has and is and will take this industry to brand new levels.
I couldn't agree more. It's been more unlike anything I've ever seen in my years in this industry, it really has kind of taken the entire country by storm. Obviously, this industry's got a very vested interest in it. There's a lot of really wonderful companies out there producing great products. Unfortunately, there's a lot of startups. There's a lot of bad actors out there that are also making products and trying to capitalize on the popularity of this ingredient. So you can find it. It just seems like you see a CBD sign on every corner, whether it's a smoke shop or a CBD only store, or there's all kinds of different options these days. And even the likes of mattress companies. I read the other day, a mattress company is creating their own CBD sleep product. So we've just got an incredible and tremendous amount of interest in this category from both the consumer side and the creating product side. So it's really it's a crazy world out there to try to figure out the right product for each individual.
You know, I've always wanted people to make sure that, you know, you're doing your homework and you're asking the right question and right questions from the people that you work with. And if you do that, you will probably come up a lot more ahead of the game, if you will. And the one thing that I've learned is that if you have trust with companies, then always go to the companies that you know that you can already feel comfortable trusting. And I think that that's really important because I think a lot of us are, you know, we've done our homework and we have products that we like and companies that we trust because they use high integrity products and they use great raw products. And every time we get the products, they're exactly the same and they're wonderful. And if they decide to change it, it's always for the better. I mean, those are the companies we should be reaching out to because, You know, I agree with you 100%. There is and has been a lot of people, you know, bad actors, I love your choice of words, that have kind of jumped into the limelight. But upon further investigation, you know, you really don't know what you're doing and you don't know what you're getting and you can't get any clarification of that. And that's frustrating to me because, number one, it may mean that somebody tries something that may benefit from something else that's a higher quality really well. And number two, somebody may get something that, not harmful, but maybe just does absolutely nothing.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's just that's kind of the situation that we're in right now. You know, to your point, there are a ton of companies like ourselves, or you know, at least a handful, several companies like ourselves in the nutraceutical space that have been creating supplements and have been following the rules and following current federal regulations. You know, following good manufacturing practices. There's all kinds of things that we have to, you know, there's all kinds of testing that we have to perform on our raw materials before we put them into our manufacturing process. We even take that a step further by testing the output, meaning the finished good, to make sure that what we say is in the bottle is in there, and we've done those things to ensure our quality. And you know, just jumping into the CBD game doesn't necessarily make a company or a brand, you know, doesn't necessarily mean that they're following all of those protocols. There's a ton of really good startups, of course. There are companies that are brand new in the industry that are heavily focused on CBD that are following those regulations and guidelines, and they probably are sitting right there on the shelf next to our products at Stay Healthy. But, you know, the stuff that you may find in your corner gas station or in, you know, the pop-up sign that that shows up on the corner of every intersection there in Las Vegas may not necessarily be following those same guidelines. So that's one of the things that that, to your point, you really want to look for when choosing a CBD product in particular, because they are everywhere. It really does matter the brand, the company behind it, the steps that they're taking to ensure not only potency, but quality and safety as well. So those are really, really important things, especially relating to CBD, because it is so pervasive out there in the market.
Now, at Irwin Naturals, you guys have kind of taken this a different way. You are well known for your blended combinations and your use of liquid soft gels, which have kind of really made a mark in the industry. They kind of really defined the company for absorbability and easy to swallow capsules. And of course, your labels are well known for being so easy to understand. Now, when you look at the line of products that you have put out, you know, you have your basic foundation products, and then kind of like condition specifics have really, I mean, you have really branched out in many different areas. So why don't we start with, you know, for people that are just tuning in for the first time, they want a little bit of the basics here, and then we'll hit on as many of the individuals as we can. What is CBD, and why did you guys decide to come out with it? Because it was hot. We all know that. And obviously for you guys to add it to your line, or to add another branch to your tree, if you will, of different sectors of the products that you make, which is quite extensive. I mean, there had to be a good reason that you felt that it was strong enough and needed enough to come out with this other new branch of the company.
Yeah, so I'll go all the way back to, you know, the founders. You know, our founder, the company, his reasoning for getting into this market. And, you know, obviously it's a very hot category. But more importantly, he felt that it had the promise to really kind of help such a broad spectrum of people, such a wide, you know, such a wide swath of the population, if you will. And unfortunately, even so recently as a year ago, just before we launched our product line, the prevailing market price for CBD was pretty expensive. Even the established and really good companies and health food stores that were providing it at probably the lowest price out there were in the about 8 to 10 cents per milligram range which makes a 30 or 40 milligram per day dose cost as much as $3 or $4 a day. And so there was a lot of talk and a lot of, tweaking with dosages and things like that that people were trying to do to kind of mitigate that cost. So, you know, people were trying 5 milligrams a day or 10 milligrams a day so that they could keep it at an affordable cost when you kind of multiply that out to a month, and so our month supply. And so really his overwhelming compelling reason, besides the fact that he felt it had such a wide spectrum of promise as far as health concerns goes, he really felt like, you know, a company like ours with 25 years of experience in the supplement industry could be the price leader, could be the ones that help to bring the price down to consumers. And so when we launched our products, we were at around 3.5 to 4 cents per milligram at one of our higher value products, which is our CBD 15 milligrams. So, you know, that was really the impetus to get into the marketplace, was to provide this product to people who can't afford it or couldn't afford it previously and make it tremendously more affordable so that we could see 15 and 30 and 40, you know, milligram per day dosages that didn't cost upwards of $100 or more per month to actually engage in this ingredient. So that was really the two overwhelming reasons that Clear, when our founder wanted to put us in this market. And going back to the ingredient, for those who are just learning about this ingredient or just hearing it for the first time, CBD is one of the cannabinoids that's present in cannabis, and it is probably the most prominent besides THC, which is the other cannabinoid, the one that actually makes you feel high, and that's the whole medical marijuana and recreational marijuana community is focused on. But CBD does not actually have that intoxicating effect, and so there's not a lot known about how it engages with our endocannabinoid system, but the idea that it does engage with our endocannabinoid system, which is, again, something that we only recently learned about, right? I think back in the 80s and 90s, scientists were studying how cannabis affects our body, and the discovery of this endocannabinoid system, which is an internal system that provides balance to all kinds of different, you know, respiratory and nervous and digestive and musculoskeletal and all of these other parts of the body. This is a fairly recent discovery in the history of science, and it was so important that the gentleman and maybe lady who discovered it were given the Nobel Prize for Medicine that year. So it's a really tremendously important finding, and CBD is just one of those main ingredients that's known to help engage that endocannabinoid system, along with cannabinoids that your body already produces, along with cannabinoids that you might get from your diet otherwise. So there's really a lot to dive into when you start discussing the endocannabinoid system, but CBD or cannabidiol is truly one of the most compelling cannabinoids when you start to have that discussion.
Well, I see that your regular, the standard CBD, you have a 10 milligram and a 15 milligram. Are you under the impression at Irwin Natural that starting low is a better way for people to start, more of a low or slow kind of, gradual dosage? I feel that way with a lot of supplements, because I think sometimes when people take a whole bunch of something, they may get a result, but then they never know if they could have taken a half or third of the dosage and still actually got the same results. And I'm sure they're happy that they're getting the benefit, but I don't think you need to overtake things for the sampling and getting your body associated or conditioned with it.
Yeah, certainly. I think what we're finding is, there's absolutely nothing wrong with the slow and low approach, and by all means, if you're going to get results from 1 to 10 milligram soft gel per day, mm-hmm. and that's all it takes for you to get the desired results that you're looking for, then that becomes a tremendously cost-effective, especially in our brand, protocol. That's like 50 cents a day.
Right.
So, you know, that's really, really affordable, and almost anybody can add that to their regimen without altering their, what else they have to take or what else they might, put food on their table and things like that. So I think that that certainly that's a great approach. But what we're also finding is that there's such a wide variety of concerns and issues and health situations out there that people are finding either slow and low and very, measured and consistent quantities are what helps them get to their health goals. But we're also finding that maybe it's, there are people out there who are responding much better to even higher doses. And so all of our soft gels, just as a guideline, all of our soft gels suggest a daily serving on CBD of 30 milligrams. So when we talk about the 10 and 15 milligram, our single dose products, those are, that variety is there to give you a little bit more, a little bit less in a single serving. And both of those are suggested to take up to 30 milligrams per day. So 3 pills for the 10 milligram or 2 pills for the 15.
Okay.
And then when you get into our structure function products that also contain CBD that I'm sure we're going to talk about here shortly, those are also measured at a full 30 milligrams per day. So along with the other ingredients that are contained in those formulas. So depending on which one we're talking about, you may be getting a product called CBD plus power to sleep or CBD plus turmeric or CBD plus sunny mood. And in each of those formulas, the CBD content in a daily serving is going to be 30 milligrams, but then that's going to be paired with a blend of botanicals or a single botanical, that has another purpose, that has a complementary purpose, or rather the CBD has a complementary purpose to the main formula, I guess is probably a better way to look at it. But we can certainly dive into those and the reasoning behind the number of items that we launched when we did, is another kind of compelling reason to get into the marketplace.
Now, are the condition-specific products, are they just things for people to think about where they're actually directing it toward a specific reason? And the reason I'm saying this is because I love CBD all by itself. I think it's fantastic. It stands on its own. It plays well with everybody else that's there, and it does its own thing. But I also love so many of your formulas. I mean, I like a lot of your formulas. And when you add the CBD to a formula, let's take Sunny Mood, a formula I recommend a lot because, let's face it, it's a moody world out there. And we get put in moods either by our own lack of focus to good things or are over focused to things that are unhealthy, or just our surroundings, our environment, our moods do fluctuate for a lot of different reasons. And the formula on its own is really, really good. By adding CBD, do you think that it takes it to a new level and enhances what's already being well received?
Well, let me first start by saying any of our formulas that have names that you may recognize, things like Sunny Mood, like Power to Sleep, Stress Defy, those are three pretty prominent formulas, standalone formulas that we launched many, many years ago that we now have CBD versions of. And let me start by saying the CBD versions are new ground-up formulations. We didn't just take the original ingredient or the original formula and add CBD. So I think that would have been a bit irresponsible of us, first of all, because that's kind of lazy, to be honest. So basically what we did is we started fresh. We said, hey, if we were to create a new Sunny Mood and had the benefit of CBD, let's take the best parts of the old formula and formulate it with CBD in mind And that way we come at it from the, from a very holistic standpoint. Anything that we think CBD might kind of have an effect on, that was in the old formula, maybe we replace it with. And so there is a different list of ingredients in Sunny Mood. Some of them are very similar to the original. But then you also have the practical applications of space, right? It takes space to put this CBD ingredient in there, and so we may have had to remove some other things to make it work. So think of these products as brand new formulations, including CBD, but that are relying on some of the same philosophies and ingredients of the original. So my caution would be to anybody out there who's getting great results from one of our original formulas but wants the benefit of CBD, my best bet in that particular situation would be to continue with the original formula that you're getting good results on and add either an oil drop CBD or one of our variable dose single ingredient products, either our 10 or 15 milligram, to kind of complement that original formula. So the formulas, the 15 different formulas that we came out with, that are for various structure function, purposes, are really twofold in the reason that we did this. One thing is that we are a formula-driven company. We are known to be, to your point, a product or a company that comes out with formulas and multiple ingredient products, and we address structure function issues and try to address them holistically from a botanical vitamin and all ingredient standpoint. And so CBD should be no different in that regard. Two, there weren't a whole lot of formula-based products when it came to CBD, even as early as a year ago. Yes, there were quite a few sleep, and there were quite a few mood products, but most companies that were creating formulas stopped there. And so we felt that it was our mission to really broaden the scope of what consumers and what people in the industry thought CBD could be applied to and could be good for. And so hence the 15 different, formula-driven products in our CBD line that really should help people kind of see and open their eyes to the wide variety of applications that this ingredient has.
And the reason I asked you this question is I had this conversation this week with a friend of mine, and we were talking about Irwin Naturals, and I have turned them on to tons of their products. I think they take 7 or 8 of your products, and they love them. And they were like, oh, so they added CBD to this. And I said, no. I said, I'm going to address this when we have my show. I said, and I used the exact words that you did. I said, I think it would be irresponsible to just throw CBD in a product. I said, they're going to go back to the drawing board, and they're going to look at all the ingredients, and they're going to see how it can be moved or tweaked or enhanced and how CBD will fit in. I said, and I can't believe this is so funny. I said, there's only a certain amount of room in that capsule. So the things that are in there need to make sense. So you don't just throw something in to throw something in. I'm sure somebody does. I said, but they're going to make sure that when it comes out, it says CBD with Sunny Mood, it's going to be a different product. And I said, please try it if you want to try it. It'd be great. But one of them is doing so well with the Sunny Mood that I suggested that they just add your CBD to it. So thank you for clarifying. I won that conversation, and I just wanted to make sure I'm on the right page.
You're absolutely on the wrong. We're on the right page. And I'm so glad because, these things, to you and I should inherently make sense. And it sounds like they do because, your words and thoughts were mirroring exactly our approach to these formulas, to this ingredient, and then practicality, steps in with there's only a finite amount of space in each of these soft gels. So it's great to hear that we're on the same page. And one of the things, we got initially when we launched this line, we got a lot of questions about, so we know CBD, people are taking it for all kinds of things, but mostly, mood-related issues and some Some people are experiencing great results when it comes to pain and inflammation and things like that. But basically, you know, those two were probably the biggest reasons. And, you know, some folks kind of looked at us with their, you know, out of the corner of their eye and said, hey, what is a CBD plus fat reduction? Or what is a CBD plus daily multi? And so, you know, we kind of had to come back and say, look, the endocannabinoid system doesn't just stop at the nervous system and doesn't stop there, right? The nervous system pretty much controls our pain, you know, our pain management and inflammation. It also controls our mood, you know, and how good we sleep. Sleep was another very, very big category for people trying CBD alone. And so it doesn't just stop there. It has its tentacles in every single area and system of our body. And the important thing to understand is that the endocannabinoid system is responsible for providing homeostasis, which is just a fancy word for balance. And that balance is what keeps us centered in all of these different areas of all of these different, you know, systems in our body. And so if you think about, you know, just the respiratory system or the musculoskeletal system, when our body needs to bring those systems back into balance, it's looking to the endocannabinoid system to provide that. And so, you know, if we only think about it in terms of how it affects our nervous system, we're really kind of shortchanging the potential for what this ingredient and this system in particular has control over, has the ability to influence in our body. So it's really a compelling kind of thing to be able to kind of put it out there in the marketplace that, hey, this, all of these different things are areas in which you may experience a benefit from this ingredient, and we're just not stopping at the most popular and the most pervasive reasons that people are taking this product.
You know, I'm a big believer in a lot of your products, many, many, and Power to Sleep is one that I recommend to people all the time. And when I look at the Power to Sleep with CBD, it makes sense to me. And a lot of people are learning more about CBD working and touching all the parts of the body, not just working in one place, but actually putting the body back into something a little bit more close to the original blueprinting so that the body can actually do the job that it was meant to do. Our bodies want to do work. I mean, they want to do what they have to do, but most of us are, we're not giving them any tools. We're telling the body, we give them a piece of plywood, one nail and a hammer and say, build me a house. And the body's like, I need some support here. I need some raw product. I need some balance. I need some nutrients. I need something here. So when you look at Power to Sleep, let's say somebody's been using the Power to Sleep before, and they're fine with it, whether they're using the no melatonin, the extra melatonin, the original formula, I love them all, but they see the one with CBD and they think, this makes sense. How do you know if you should try that one this time? Are you looking for something a little bit more?
Yeah, you know, sleep is one of those categories that I think people tend to find a product that works great. It works great for a while, maybe even several years, and then a new situation pops up in their life or a different, you know, a different diet or regimen or work-life situation comes up and you know, kind of throws things off. And so, and then there's also people who really have trouble finding the exact right formula for them. So I think there's a lot of jumping around, if you will, in the sleep category. And I'm sure you've seen multiple people that have come in and tried one product and then, you know, come back 3 or 4 or 5 days later and said, you know what, it worked for a little while. Maybe I, you know, something changed, but I've just got to try something else. And so, you know, for that person, obviously, I think this is a great, you know, next step or next product to try. If they have not tried CBD or if they maybe tried CBD alone as a sleep aid, and it didn't get, you know, the exact results that they were looking for. This combination is really cool. It's you know, staying true to the original Power to Sleep formula with some of the major ingredients, things like melatonin at 2 milligrams, which is kind of that sweet spot that we started with probably a decade ago with that original Power to Sleep. We've got 100 milligrams of L-theanine, really to promote kind of alpha brainwave activity and calm in the mind. And then GABA is a really wonderful calming ingredient as well at 100 milligrams. And then true to the original, we have an ingredient that's not typically found in sleep formulas. It's more of an adaptogen, which again, adaptogens are kind of the old school regulators of balance and providers of that homeostasis. And that ingredient is ashwagandha, a very popular ingredient now. But 150 milligrams in a sleep product is not very common, but it's what we've thought all along has provided that waking up feeling rested instead of waking up feeling groggy that sometimes is associated with sleep formulas. So this product is actually, remains true to the original with some of the major ingredients, but again, the addition of CBD, when you take the full serving, it gives you 30 milligrams, and, this product is in the mid-20s, I think, for about a 15-day supply, and so it's pretty affordable and, great for somebody who's really wanting to try to find that perfect sweet spot in terms of a formula if they haven't found one that worked consistently for them in the past.
You know, when I look at some of these formulas, I think to myself, and I'm putting it in my mind, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, that's why they put that in there, and oh, I see, that's going to work on that area, and I really like what you've done here. I think it's quite effective, like the Brain Awake. This on its own is an amazing product. I literally, this is no lie, I literally have taken the Brain Awake. On those days when I got up, when it was just, I was having trouble focusing, I was in overload, and I'll take two or three of those capsules an hour before my radio show, and I am clear at 8 o'clock when I start. And an hour or two before that, I was thinking, oh, this is going to be a rough day, because I can't get my thoughts collected. It is something that doesn't take a long time to work. It works very, very quickly, which I really, really like. So as I'm thinking about CBD, not only am I getting that focus and clarity that I want, but I might also be getting a little bit of a sense of calm and evenness and maybe kind of a little bit more toward the mood and balance at the same time. This looks really, really good.
Yeah, this is a cool product. So I will point out some of the differences and similarities to the original.
Please.
In this CBD Brain Awake. So the original Brain Awake, one of the major reasons that it does provide that boost of energy, but with that laser-like focus and without the distraction of being overly caffeinated, if you will. So a full serving of Brain Awake has 50 milligrams of caffeine, which is less than half a cup of coffee. And it also contains 100 milligrams of L-theanine. And so that combination has been studied on its effect or on its ability to do that, to do just that, what I described, a slight uplift in energy, but then it also a very laser-like focus when it comes to attention. And so that remains true in the CBD Brain Awake formula. There's also acetyl-L-carnitine, which is one of these wonderful ingredients that crosses the blood-brain barrier at 500 milligrams. There's also folate in this product, so 340 milligrams of DFE, which results in 200 milligrams of folic acid. There's 500 micrograms of B12 and a little bit of B6 in there as well. So those are kind of the main ingredients. Where it really departs is obviously with the CBD content, 30 milligrams per full day, per full serving size, and ginkgo is included in this product. So it was not a part of the original. Ginkgo extract was not part of our original Brain Awake. Brain Awake relies on some other botanicals, things like bacopa and some others for that kind of traditional botanical support. But this formula we've put in ginkgo to really help with that. Ginkgo is thought to help provide blood flow to the extremities, more importantly, to the brain and to those small capillary beds that that kind of feed the brain and the other extremities. So that's really the main difference in this, besides the CBD. But this product is really, again, one of those that should provide a multitude of different, benefits when it comes to, waking up your brain, but then also remaining focused and being able to stay on the task at hand. So I suggest this type of product or any of the Brain Awake family, if you will, to people who are looking to study, who are looking to complete a project, who are looking to perform the best at their job, i.e. your example. And so it really does make sense to have this extension of that Brain Awake family in our CBD line of structure function products.
Now, how about this one? This is a completely different page here, a different chapter. Steel Libido in red and Steel Libido pink. Another whole branch of the tree here.
Yes, so we've been known as providers of many different options when it comes to libido products.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have probably discussed libido more than any two people over the radio in the last 15 years.
I think so.
And so we definitely have a lot of libido formulas. We felt like it would be a huge hole in our assortment if we did not launch a CBD with Steel Libido red and one with Steel Libido pink as well for the ladies. So, when you think about the things from a psychological or a mental perspective that may be getting in the way of a healthy libido or a healthy sex life, then, clearly I think providing balance to some of those areas, whether it's, relaxation or, providing a little uplift, to feel better, to feel more alert, to feel more, more present. I think that, when you really start to think about the broad application of the endocannabinoid system and how that might affect the body at large, then it does start to make sense that, having this ingredient and providing this this balance should help, along with the ingredients that are in a product like Steel Libido Red, help somebody that that's looking to have a healthy healthy response to intimacy. So to keep with some of the things that are similar in this product to the original, it is called Steel Libido Red, CBD plus Steel Libido Red. And that red always indicates that we are addressing nitric oxide at the same time, and we're doing so with a serving size of L-citrulline at 1,500 milligrams. And so that's there to help feed the nitric oxide-producing cycle in the body and to make sure that that's being produced in a very healthy and robust manner. And that nitric oxide, that little molecule, is responsible for so many things within the human body, but one of the most important things is blood flow, healthy blood flow. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that it does is it signals the capillary walls to actually relax when there's a need for more blood flow. And so if you think about going from a state of sitting on the couch to, you start to put on your running shoes and you start to, stretch and you start to kind of loosen up a little bit, and then you go out for a jog. Well, your blood flow needs are gradually and, rapidly changing as you start out on that jog. So initially your body's kind of got a lot of friction inside and it's saying, whoa, hey, hang on, I need more blood flow. And nitric oxide is what steps in to kind of help provide that. So it's really a cool combination. And, in my eyes, because of the pervasiveness and the wide applications of both the endocannabinoid system and what nitric oxide is responsible for, this product and another one called CBD Red are two that I think have some of the most wide and general applications in the line. But that's just my personal opinion, so I'll leave it at that. But there's also some other great blood flow ingredients, some other things in here that should help calm the mind as well. So, CBD Steel Libido Red, I think it makes perfect sense. And, for those out there who have not tried either one of our products, in the Stilovito line. This is a great entry point to try this with the new benefits of CBD.
Touch on the joint health one, because that's, of course, another big issue why people actually go into a health food store sometimes for the very first time.
Yeah, so CBD joint health is one of those that we thought made perfect sense from a formulation standpoint. And, you know, a lot of folks are going to take CBD by itself. A lot of folks are taking turmeric. A lot of folks are you know, approaching it from a more rebuild and soothe standpoint when it comes to joint health by using, you know, tried and true ingredients like glucosamine and chondroitin. And, you know, that's really where this product fits in. So, think of this like a combination between our 3-in-1 joint formula and probably just taking one of those major, formula aspects, which is glucosamine and chondroitin. You get 1,500 milligrams of glucosamine and 1,200 of chondroitin. There's a small amount of MSM in here, as well as an ingredient called Indian frankincense, which is also known as boswellan, known to be really good at helping the body deal with inflammation. And then there's a small amount of turmeric in this product. But more importantly, that is a joint formula in and of itself, just those ingredients that I listed off. And many people are looking to add CBD to that regimen for its ability to help with, you know, some of the corresponding issues with worn and achy joints. And so this product is really a glucosamine chondroitin formula with the added benefits of CBD. So, the summary of this one, and it's proving to be one of our most popular, although it's probably one of the more expensive, because glucosamine and chondroitin is not an inexpensive formula to take on its own, and then you add the benefit of CBD, and that definitely drives up the price. It's still very affordable for someone who would be looking to take both, and I strongly encourage people who are having these issues and want to incorporate CBD to try this one. It's definitely become one of our more popular products in this line extension.
Now, the thing is, if you decide to take numerous amounts of these, obviously you need to measure out the amount of CBD that you're getting and find a comfortable level and find out that, you know, let's say you like the Brain Awake and the Power to Sleep that have the CBD, but you have two other formulas that you're using, you should decide whether you want to try a different formula, a different version with the CBD, or stay on the original product. And that'll depend on the amount of total CBD that you're using. True?
Yes. Yeah. You definitely want to make sure that if you're double dipping in some of our products, meaning if you're trying several of our formulas, and even if you want to look at multiple of the CBD formulas, just make sure that the amount of CBD that you're getting is not too much for you. And then what I mean by too much for you is there are people who find their threshold, you know, because if they take too much at once, maybe they get this tiny little bit of a headache in the back, or I don't know that I've heard people getting sleepy by taking too much, you know, like if they took it in the middle of the day and they weren't intending to relax, to go to sleep. But I think there's definitely, kind of each person has their upper limit as far as the threshold goes. But I will also add that in the studies that have been done, which primarily have been done on diseased populations, so that's one of the major reasons that you can't you can't make claims, but you also don't see the high quality reputable companies making any claims associated with CBD, is because those studies were done on diseased populations. So I feel certain that there are multiple studies going on as we speak on healthy populations to change that in the future. However, a lot of those studies that were done on diseased populations had milligram doses that were in the, 15 to 30 range, like we're talking about here today, in the 100, 150, and in some extreme cases on things like schizophrenia and some really, really kind of extreme cases, you know, there's 1,000 milligram, 1,500 milligram studies. So it does have a really high threshold, I think, for usage in the clinical environment. And what that says to me is that we're barely scratching the surface as far as what we can expect for people to kind of get benefits from. Mm-hmm. And so a little wider range than what we've thought in the past, meaning, you know, 30 or 40 or 50 milligrams was kind of the prevailing high threshold for a serving size of CBD in a day in the past, which was largely limited by cost. I think today it's getting upwards of about 100, 150 milligrams as some of these stronger potency products come out. I think there's a 50 milligram product by another brand in our industry that suggests up to 3 times per day. Our CBD oil at 1,000 milligrams per bottle is definitely very close to that serving size if you take 3 servings per day. So, you know, to your point, I think we definitely need to be careful as an individual, with the variety of sources that are definitely coming, whether it's food or beverages or coffee or mints or gummies, all of those formats are either here or on their way. We definitely just want to be cognizant of the amount of total CBD that we might be getting in a day and how we prefer to consume it.
Well, I want to thank you so much. We went right through the breaks. Good conversation today. I wish you well and say hello to everybody back at Irwin, and good health to you, your family, and everyone that we know together.
Right back at you, Jeff. Thank you so much for having me, and say hi to the folks down and stay healthy for me.
I sure will. Have a great day, Scott.
Great, you too.
My guest today, Scott Hendren. Always a pleasure having Scott here representing Irwin Naturals. Today we talked about their products from CBD. You can definitely check them out at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Great prices on all the products from Irwin Naturals every day. 25% off the CBD products, so a good time to be able to try those products out as well. And remember, you can always ask questions because, you know, we're all different. We're all going to try different things and find something differently that works for us. But having your questions answered might just clarify and, you know, bring into better focus the route that you might want to be choosing for yourself. So check out the full line of products from Irwin Naturals at Stay Healthy Health Food Store every day. Stay Healthy is the oldest independent health food retailer in Las Vegas in their fourth decade in the Valley. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember, always take the time to investigate your own health. Ask questions about how things relate to you, and bring those questions with you to Stay Healthy. It's a full-service store. You're going to walk out with great peace of mind and choose from only the best of the best products every day. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Scroll down, go to the coupon section, see how to print a coupon to use in the store on your next purchase. You can also like them on Facebook and be connected with them every single day. Great post, good information. Also an enlightenment as to what's going on within the store. Right now, their basket of the month is from Nordic Naturals. That's the basket that they have up for drawing. You just have to walk in and say, I want to enter and win, and they'll do the drawing at the end of the month. Always something going on at Stay Healthy. I want to thank you all for tuning into the show today. Remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows every day, they're recorded, podcast, and archived on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. This gives you the time, the availability of being able to download the shows when it's convenient for you. Just click on the archive icon, download the shows, listen to them on your time schedule, or maybe you heard a show and it's perfect for someone you know, send them to my webpage, have them download the show for them so they can get the benefit along the way as well. Thank you for tuning in. Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, we keep it relevant, we keep it real, and we talk about the things that are important for today's world. Have a great day. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.